You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Our Art is Our Lifeline is a new national campaign encouraging the purchase of artwork by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists as a powerful and effective way to directly support artists and communities during these unprecedented times. Now, to talk about this campaign with me on the radio this afternoon, Stephanie Parkin of the Indigenous Art Code. Welcome to NITV Radio, Stephanie.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, now this is a campaign that is launched at a very, very difficult time for many of us, and especially for artists who had planned the year ahead with events, exhibitions and tours nationally, even internationally, and now everything has come to a standstill because of COVID-19. Tell us about how the artists are going and how your campaign aims to support them.
Yes, you're very right. Throughout this time, we've heard from a lot of our Indigenous Art Code members and also artists more broadly within the industry about how shutdowns with COVID has really impacted their incomes and their opportunities to promote and sell their works through various channels. One of the major things that we've seen is a lot of the shutdowns of a lot of face-to-face events that artists and those within the industry would have relied upon to generate income from the sales of their artworks. So we've either seen a shutdown of these type of face-to-face events, or a lot of these events then moving on to online spaces, for example, the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair and the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair as well. But certainly a lot of the foot traffic that a lot of art centres and galleries would have received from tourists and those visiting exhibitions in the face-to-face format has definitely impacted artists and their opportunities to generate sales from that. And so what our campaign at the Indigenous Art Code, the Our Art is Our Lifeline campaign, is really aimed at is ensuring that there's continued support for the Indigenous art industry during this time, and also to ensure that there's that those purchases are done through fair and transparent channels and trading as well, which is something that the Indigenous Art Code promotes and upholds. So part of the Our Art is Our Lifeline campaign, it will continue to be rolled out over the coming weeks, and it will be an ongoing campaign with an ongoing presence. What we will be doing is promoting 9 different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists from across the country.
Yeah.
And I think, members of the public will really be invited to engage with these 9 different artists to see how they create their works, the cultural and artistic practices that inform their works, and also to get an idea and understanding of how these artists have, adapted and evolved during this time of COVID. So some of the listeners may have already seen some of our campaign. We've got some outdoor advertising in capital cities. We're also showcasing these 9 different artists from across the country through our Indigenous Art Code social media, so on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And so really it is about inviting members of the public to continue to engage with these artists and, their cultural practice as well. This is not only important for artists and their families and communities, but also that engagement with Indigenous culture, which is, the foundations of, for all of us living here in this country.
The campaign is supporting 9 artists. And can you say a word or two about these artists? Because they range, they come from right across Australia, including the Torres Strait Islands and the ACT, Western Australia. So they're from right across the country. Can you say a word or two about some of them?
The whole idea about showcasing the 9 different artists in this campaign is also to give members of the public an idea of the breadth of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art across the country and how diverse it is. All these artists from across the country, you'll see some that might have canvas painting, but then also all the way through to artists who engage with other collaborators and might produce merchandising on different pieces of merchandise as well. The idea of showcasing these 9 different artists is also to show that more broadly the breadth of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art in this country. And one of the things that we are encouraging people to do is to visit our website, indigenousartcode.org.
Yeah.
On this website, people will see the profiles of these nine artists, but also how to be able to support Indigenous artists more broadly. So on our website, we have a list of Indigenous Art Code members.
Yeah.
And this includes Indigenous artists, Indigenous-owned business, and broader, dealer members within the industry as well. And so while we are showcasing these nine different artists, there's a whole range of different other businesses and artists that we're encouraging people to engage with. And as I said, that can be done through our website, indigenousartcode.org.
Yeah, and one thing that the public is probably should know about is the big power imbalance that already exists in some sections of the marketplace for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art. And in times of economic downturn, artists have actually become even more vulnerable.
This is really one of the reasons why the Indigenous Art Code exists. It has existed for a number of years now.
Yeah.
And really the whole premise behind the Indigenous Art Code is trying to establish standards of ethical and transparent trading between dealers and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. What that really means is for those members who sign up to the Indigenous Art Code, it's a voluntary code.
Yeah.
So it is a code that artists can sign up to, and also those who deal with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art to sign up to be members.
Yeah.
And really what that means is that these members have demonstrated a commitment to upholding the principles of ethical and fair trading with artists and those that they engage with. And that's something that's really important, not only in the time of COVID, but through a lot of the work that we do at the Indigenous Art Code to ensure that these principles and standards are upheld. In those interactions with artists. And I suppose practically this means things like acting fairly and honestly with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists, ensuring that any agreements are clearly explained with the artists, and also ensuring that the artist's cultural and intellectual property rights are acknowledged and respected throughout that whole transaction. So the Indigenous Art Code certainly encourages consumers as well to engage with the code, to understand what we're about, and also for consumers to, to ask questions when they are engaging with works as well. Questions around asking who the artist is, where's the artist from, and arrangements around what sort of transactions might have occurred with the artist.
Yeah, especially we see a lot of knockoffs from as far afield as Indonesia or China or from all over the world, and so it's important to respect the copyright and the intellectual ownership and cultural ownership of these artworks.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. It's there's so much that goes into Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander creations of work. There's so much more than just the beautiful pieces that you see on the wall or ceramics or weavings. There's cultural practices and knowledge that have formed these pieces, that have been handed down through generations, and stories that have, existed for generations as well. So it is not just the physical pieces that members of the public and people are engaging with. It's really, really sacred and special knowledge that informs all of those pieces. So definitely there's always a continued push to make sure that these rights of the artists and of the people and communities are respected.
And I have to remind our listeners that the Indigenous Art Code was established by the Commonwealth and is also supported by Australian Government's Indigenous Visual Art Industry, and it's got support right across all states and territories. Now, is there any other partners in the campaign that I may not have mentioned that you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Yes. One of the primary supporters, the campaign partner, is Macquarie.
Before I let you go, anything you'd like to add we should bring to the attention of our listeners today?
I'd just like to continue to encourage the listeners to visit our website, as I mentioned, indigenousartcode.org. Take a look at the Indigenous Art Code members. Do research. Find out who's out there. And as I said, don't be afraid to ask questions as well. and continue to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists through this time of uncertainty.
Stephanie Perkin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.